morning. What is your name?
Adrienne Barde.
Okay, Ms. Barde, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse will be the lead on your hearing today.
Good morning, Ms. Barde.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Adrienne Barde, 319859.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on June 29th, and you signed a paper that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On that paper is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you could hire an attorney at your expense, or you could represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, ma'am?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right on the video screen, so the opposite end for me, you see at the very end the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I will be the lead for your hearing today. We also have with us in the room Mr. Turner, who's with the Department of Corrections. He's a community corrections officer, so he's going to represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Ms. Barde and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? And Ms. Barde?
I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. So, Ms. Barde, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false, ma'am. So, we'll start phase one, and here is the allegation. It's that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 17th, 2018, as verbally directed on January 5th, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision. Ms. Barde, is that true or false?
It's false. I wasn't able to make it to the parole office.
Okay.
Also, where I had been staying, my dad was actually moving out of the apartment.
Ms. Barde, in phase two, you have an opportunity to explain.
Okay.
And to give all that explanation, we want to hear it. But for now, you're saying you didn't go on January 17th. Is that what you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you weren't there. So that makes that one true?
Yes.
I want to be clear. Okay, I want to make sure.
Well, I just stated that I wasn't able to make it. That doesn't mean I was avoiding, so I don't know.
Okay, but the allegation is you didn't report for a face-to-face contact visit on January 17th, 2018.
Okay, yes.
So that part's true. Okay, that's kind of what I'm asking you. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion then based on Ms. Barde's admission. I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, so now we'll go to phase two on Ms. Barde, which is probably the more important part of the hearing, which is about whether or not your supervision will be reinstated or revoked. And you'll have plenty of opportunity here to tell us anything you want to tell us. Before we proceed any further, though, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to ask you some questions in a moment here. Mr. Turner?
Ms. Barde was released from ADC custody on 11/30/2017 and arrested on 6/5/2018 by Tucson PD and received new misdemeanor charges of obstruction, refusal of true name, and drug paraphernalia. She was returned back to ADC custody on 6/6/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8/17/2018 for 139 absconds. Current conviction, 2017, promotion to prison contraband, 1 year. No prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No SDG information noted, no prior terms of supervision. She has no disciplinary. Other arrests, 2011, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2012, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. She has a GV score of G3, V2, and the status of charges are that they are open and pending.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Ms. Bardet, we have just a very brief written summary of, you know, what went on during your supervision. Looks like you were released to live with your father, Julian Bardet, at 3700 North Campbell in Tucson. Is that where you lived the whole time you were out?
Yes.
Okay, so you were staying there. Did you work? Were you working?
I was not.
Not working, okay. And you also were responsible to submit urine specimens to TASC. And it looks like in December you had a positive for methamphetamine. January and February, each time those samples were missed. So had you relapsed on methamphetamine, or what was going on with that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How long have you used methamphetamine?
Actually, just recently.
Okay, so you didn't use it until just, was that the first time in December?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had
to,
okay. And had you used other types of drugs?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what other drugs have you used?
Just heroin and marijuana.
So heroin, and when did you use heroin?
I mean, I've used it on and off for a couple of years. That was my drug of choice at the time. That's what I was addicted to.
Okay, so heroin for a couple of years.
So, yes, now I'm in recovery.
Okay, and that's a good thing. How do you feel?
Great.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully you're starting to, your head starts to clear out a little bit, and you can think. Okay. What kind of work do you do when you work? I'm sorry, to flip back to work.
Actually, like waiting tables.
Okay. All right. So restaurant kind of work. There's plenty of that work to go around. I know that. Everybody's got to eat, so. Okay. So what happened when Tucson PD arrested you? What was going on there? Why did you come to their attention?
Well, apparently, because they were looking for me, after I wasn't able to report, I don't know, I'm just used to probation, I guess I got kind of scared, and I hadn't been staying at my dad's anymore because he was moving out, he was packing up, he couldn't stay at the Campbell apartments anymore, and he actually ended up having to go into a veteran's homeless shelter, and I couldn't necessarily go there with him, so...
About when was that? Do you remember about when?
I know it was in January. I'm not sure. Like, in the beginning of January is when he was packing up. And then, I think it was around, like, January 13th.
Okay. And then where did you go then? What after that?
I actually ended up having to stay with friends. Like, I didn't have a steady place to go. And I didn't have a car, nor my phone. My phone had also... been stolen, or I'm pretty positive that's what happened, because my purse was taken along with it, and so I wasn't able to call my boss, the officer, or I wasn't able to get there either.
Okay, but you were in Tucson, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you were staying with different, you just went around and stayed with different friends for?
Yes.
Okay, in Tucson. All right, and you explained why you did not call your parole officer, as your phone was lost. What were you doing during the 139 days then that you were absconded? What were you doing?
Well, once I realized that I had been, like, all on the run, or, like, I was in violation, wasn't doing anything responsible, basically.
Okay. And what, were you using drugs during that time?
Yes, I was.
And was that the heroin or the amphetamine?
It was amphetamine.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Mr. Canoon?
It's just a quick question, and I don't mean to interrupt hearing from Mr. Turner. She's only been in the system one time, and it was for promoting prison contraband.
I didn't get that either.
Is there a standing charge for bringing them in from the outside? Would that be the charge, or? We don't have to get deep in this. I just want to understand.
I was curious about that.
I understand that.
Pretty much somebody had obtained something from the outside. It was actually just a pill and a half of Ambien, but that's in my county, they don't prescribe that. So I had been caught with it, even though I had brought it in.
So wait a minute. Did you bring it into prison?
I did not. No. It was in county.
Oh, county. Okay, now I get it. Okay, I apologize, Ms. Burby. I just that sounds a little confusing on this side, but thank you. I just want to understand.
Okay.
That.
All right. Good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Anything else that you were going to add about that?
No. I looked at it. It just stated that she was found.
Yeah.
So it was actually in county jail.
In county jail. Okay. We were a little confused about it. I was thinking the same thing. I thought, how can you do that when it's your first term? But, okay, now we're all straightened out. Okay, no other questions from board members. Well, Ms. Bardot, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you an opportunity if there's anything else that you thought of. Gee, I should have told them that. This is your chance. Anything else?
No, I am curious though, do you guys have a paper that states my release date?
We are showing a release date of August 17th for you. So you've got about, what is that, almost
29 days
today? About 30 days or so, yeah. Yeah. So Ms. Bardet, the board is going to go into discussion, and it'll be the board discussing among itselves. It may sound like we're talking to you, but it's us. And then we'll be right back with you. So just stay on the phone, and the board is now in discussion. Ms. Bogey has, we just figured out about 30 days or a little less left, 29 days. She did abscond for 139 days and continued to use drugs while on community supervision. So I'm not seeing her as a good candidate for putting her back on community supervision, but given the short time she has left, I think that the best thing for her would be to just remain where she is and finish her sentence. But I'd listen to any input from fellow board members. Anybody has a different take on that? Okay. I'm going to make a motion then based on information and more at 2018W0460. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Bardet was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 139 days and for using methamphetamine while she was on community supervision.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, so that's my motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Bardet, the board's voted to revoke your community supervision. It often takes 2 weeks or more to be released anyway, and at that point you'd have community supervision for 2 weeks and then be done with your sentence. At this point, with your release date so close, you can go ahead and you won't have a parole officer as of August 17th when you're released. You can just move about and do whatever you feel like. We hope that you are able to address your drug issue, and you've got that 30 days that you're there now to kind of get your head clear, make yourself a plan, figure out what you're going to do as you get released. So we wish you the best and hope you have a safe and productive life. Transition back to the community, and we thank you for participating in your hearing today. If you'd lay the phone down on the counter there instead of hanging it up, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.